When you plan for your retirement, the obvious priority is to work on what you're going to need to possess through savings, investments, so you can, of course, retire with some sort of security. And that's the what part. How about the where? Location, location, location. That's not just for real estate anymore. The state you decide to retire in can greatly influence your retirement financial stability. Now, if you're maybe thinking of staying in or even heading to New Jersey for your retirement, my next guest is here with the results of a study by Wallet Hub, which will quickly compel you to reconsider that idea. Learn more. We say good morning to Jill Gonzalez. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back, Chris.
And you can learn more about this study in Above and Beyond the Details we'll get to here at WalletHub.com. And just as the foundation, Jill, what were the elements you were looking for with this study for best states to retire?
Well, we looked at three different categories here: affordability, quality of life, and healthcare, all very top of mind for retirees. And then we zoned in even farther. So we actually looked at 24 different metrics, everything from, of course, being a taxpayer in a certain state, cost of living, quality of life would be really anything from museums, golf courses, things to do there, plus crime rate and other concerns like that. And healthcare, not only public hospital rankings and how many nurses and general physicians there are to go around, but also in-home services and how much those will cost you.
And probably to the surprise of nobody, the top of the list was Florida, followed by the top five were Florida, Wyoming, South Dakota. I guess if you want warm weather, you got one winter, and then cold weather the other. South Carolina and Colorado. Let me just scroll down here. I'm over at WalletHub.com looking at the survey. New Jersey, not there. No, not there. Not there. Oh, there it is. New Jersey, number 46.
Right, 46th out of the 50 states plus District of Columbia. And, I mean, it's definitely in some familiar company. We have New York at 44th, Connecticut 48th. Rhode Island actually is dead last here at 51st. So you do see a trend. Many northeastern states, especially when it comes to affordability, just maybe a great place to work, not the best place to spend retirement.
Yes, if you look at the rankings, affordability, really no surprise for New Jersey. It was their worst category, number 42. Then quality of life rank 24, healthcare rank was 35. I was looking at Massachusetts too, Jill, and the way the survey is structured, you can excel in two of the three categories, but just really tank in one, and that could ruin the state's overall rating. Massachusetts came in at 39. They did very well. Healthcare, number 7, quality of life, number 8. That affordability, though, that was their weak spot with they ranked number 46 for Massachusetts.
That's right. So on our point scale here, affordability was weighted the most. Total points were 40. The other two categories got 30 each. And the reason here is, A, cost of living. Are you going to be rapidly spending that fixed income that you do have? And B, being a taxpayer. So northeastern states are known for their higher tax rates. Of course, all of them do have an income tax. Most of them, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York, all included here, are just really not friendly in terms of taxation on both pensions and Social Security income. Most states have one or the other, not both. Some states don't have either. New Jersey has both.
Bad news if you're thinking of retiring in paradise. Hawaii was actually worse than New Jersey, number 49 on the survey.
That's right. So Hawaii will get you, especially when you're looking at sales taxes alone. Obviously, some imports are going to be hard to get there. Alaska's number 43rd, by the way. And for quality of life, surprisingly, Hawaii does not have that many nurses, physicians to really go around. We did this at a per capita level. So that does two things. It drives down the quality, not as much competition, and it drives up the price, less supply to go around.
Oh, Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub. They surveyed the 2016 best and worst states to retire. You can see in its entirety over at WalletHub.com. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. California is an interesting situation, too, because if you do your proper planning and saving and successful investing, well, California would be too bad of a place to go to as long as you didn't mind the affordability rank, because as far as quality of life rank, California ranked number 1 in that category.
That's right. So California ranked 15th overall. The reason it's not up there in the top five is because its cost of living is quite high. It does have a pension tax. But quality of life, it's hard to beat. California was number one. New York State actually was number two. Think about all the golf courses you get to when you go upstate. And then Florida was number three. So all pretty tough places to beat. We did take a look at weather here as one factor, just because as you do get older, that does become more of a concern as well. So California, number one in terms of quality of life.
Now, there was at least one category in the survey New Jersey did excel in, and that was the lowest property crime rate. It came in on that demographic at number three, behind Vermont, number one. And maybe surprisingly, New York at number two. Idaho, Massachusetts made up the rest of the top five, with the worst of that category. The worst of the worst, D.C., then just above them, Washington, New Mexico, South Carolina, which is also one of the best states to retire to. So that's a little anomaly there, and Louisiana. So if you look at the breakdown of the categories, Jill, you can find some good in every state for the most part.
Just
the entirety.
I wouldn't say it's bad across the board for any state, maybe with the exception of D.C., which is not a state. Taxation without representation is tough to do in retirement. So there is definitely some good in every state. New Jersey, low property crime rate, and this is something that's really important. We've seen the elderly really been targeted and victimized by property crime alone, especially if they're in one of these retirement communities. A lot of people in surrounding neighborhoods come in and think, hey, low-hanging fruit.
One of the other breakdowns in the subcategories for number of health care facilities per capita, New Jersey ranked 46th, and that could be a consequence we've talked about here often in the show, where the private hospital is becoming the endangered species in the state. It becomes this hospital network where it's looked at, I mean, obviously people have, they look at hospitals as a business as well, hopefully as a parallel level, but some of these networks look at it more as a business and as a healthcare supplier. And some of these hospitals are converting into outpatient clinics for whatever reason. So healthcare is, because of cost and because of a variety of other financial, fiscal reasons, is becoming a challenge in New Jersey. So that's why, as far as really anything regarding healthcare in New Jersey, that was probably another one of the thorns in the state side.
Yeah, and I think New Jersey is an interesting case here. We have a lot of New Jerseyans in the north going into New York hospitals, who got a better health care ranking here, and in the south going into Philadelphia hospitals, who PA got a great health care ranking. So it's interesting here that New Jersey, I think, is really one of those states where you do see people going out of state to get their health care.
Or out of program physicians to get the health care, too, because that's also another problem with the fewer facilities. It's tougher to keep your doctor, in spite of what the promises would be. But again, you know, bright side for New Jersey, it is at least in the middle of the pack as far as culture, with theaters per capita in 29th and museums per capita at 40. So there's good and bad in every state. Do you think, just as a closing observation, Jill, because this is one of those surveys WallaHub does annually, have you ever heard back from any leaders, or do you have the hope at least that people in command of these respective states look and see these studies that WallaHub does and say, well, this is not really good for us. This is something we have to address, adjust, and get more serious about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we send this to local leaders, local authorities across the country. And trust me, I know tax code is not going to be changed overnight, maybe not over the course of a year. But other things here, everything from the elderly-friendly labor market for those retirees that do have to go back into the workforce and get a part-time job, or for cheaper in-home services, these are things that local authorities can help create programs for, incentivize for. So those little things, I think, really do help the community.
It's called 2016's Best and Worst States to Retire. We talked a bit about New Jersey. You can see how your state ranks and why it ranks where it does when you go over to WallaHub.com and look for 2016's Best and Worst States to Retire. And from WallaHub, we've been joined by one of the great analysts, Jill Gonzalez. Jill, thanks as always for being here.
Anytime, Chris.